know, I thought about that all week. I told myself, you know, we get a touchdown and up and we up. You know, I'm going to, you know, start it off and try to mess it up and be tell, like, the Fonga fan, well, forget it. You know, it's our time. You know, I'm happy. It's been a long 8 years. You know, we've been struggling. You know, same guys in the locker room. You know, finally got the right guys in front of us who lead us. And, you know, now, you know, we kept working. And now we where we wanted to go. And, you know, we got one more. And we got to see what we do. No, you always, you know, but I know, you know, what we had in the locker room, you know, just naming names, Pat, Justin, you know, Vernon, Kraft, myself, Alex, you know, the list goes on and on, you know, and, you know, if we just stay together and get the right guys who can lead us and, you know, we could do it. And, you know, we're not done yet. We're not done. We got one more. You know, we'll see who we play after this last game. But
Frank, when you say the right guys, do you mean the right coaches?
Right coaches. You know, Coach Harbaugh and his coaching staff, you know, they're great together. You know, they as one. You know, and when you got everybody together as one, you can go a long ways.
Frank, you said if it wasn't for Colin, you might have trouble in this game. What exactly does Colin instill in
you? I knew, you know, just hearing all week long about, you know, about the Falcons saying, oh, they're going to spy on Cap, they're going to spy on Cap. So the day I told them, you know, just make sure you take care of yourself, be smart, and go and be great, make right decisions. And he said he was, and he did. You know, I knew that, you know, I was going to get a lot of opportunities just by all week they saying, you know, they're going to try to stop Cap. So, and my whole line did a great job, and I fought. You know, we built for this type of game. We was built for it. You know, when we came in, you know, we didn't have our head down. You know, Coach Harbaugh, you know, and Vernon came in, brought us up together, and told us we just got to take one play at a time. And, you know, offense, when we go back out, we got to strike. And defense, you got to make plays. And that's what happened.
So with Harbaugh and Vernon?
Yeah.
Kind of rallied the
team. Yeah.
Frank, when you say you're built for this kind of game, what do you mean? You mean you're
We tough. You know, we ain't gonna. It's hard to break us. You know, we down. We're not giving up. We're not gonna give up. We're gonna keep fighting till the fourth quarter, and this until the game says 0-0.
This is the biggest comeback in championship game history. What's it say about the team? You're down 17.
You know, we're a hardworking team. You know, we hard work. Take, you know, every damn practice. You know, we fight. We work hard. You know, on the field, off the field. You know, our coaches work hard to put us in great positions. And, you know, and it showed. You know, it showed the second half. It was big. You know, like I said, I knew, Clay. I knew from, you know, all week, you know, they was like they got a spy, you know, to keep Cap from outside. And I knew, you know, I was going to have a, you know, good chance to get great opportunities to make plays. Well, you know, the best day of my life when my kids came. But, you know, this one of them, man. I'm happy, man. It's been a long time. You know, we came a long way as a team. You know, from being the Lafayette Niners and now, you know, we on to the Super Bowl.
Last Dirty Bird, Frank. Dirty Bird dance after you scored the go-ahead touchdown. Was that just emotion?
No, I told myself, you know, when we up and if I score a touchdown, I was going to do it and be like, well, forget it, you know. You know, try to mess it up, you know, and just wave my hand to go to my big dogs, my old linemen, and hug them and tell them let's get this win.
Frank,